We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amad Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Gimel, Sif Aleph, Dine Tachshite Isha. Says the Mechaber, Lo Seitze Isha, Pechute Tzemer, Vlo Bechute Pishtom, Vlo Bertzuz, Sheberosha. A woman should not go out with wool strings, or linen strings, or any other type of straps, which she would wear in her hair, into Rosh Hasharabim on Shabbos, Mipnei Shetzricha La'asirim B'Shas Tvila, because if it happened that she needed to go into the mikvah, to be tovel in a mikvah, then she would have to remove them before she went into the mikvah, and she might come to carry them, Dalin Amos, in Rosh Hasharabim, before putting them back in after the Tvila. Chayshina Shematolichem Arba Amos B'Shas Harabim. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even though this chashash only exists by a woman who is right to go to the mikvah, the Chachamim made a low plug, and it applies to unmarried women as well as elderly women who are not going to the mikvah as well. V'im heim kluos b'sa'ara mutar, if those strings or straps are tied into the hair, then it is permissible. The Yishmisha also, there are some who prohibit even in that situation. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason that those straps, which are kluos b'sa'ira, are mutaros to go out with, is because we don't have to worry that she's going to come to take them off, because she knows that she is not allowed to take out braids, those things which are braided in the hair on Shabbos. And the one who asers thing says that maybe she will have a non-Jew undo the braids for her, and then she might come to carry those strings which are holding the braids. The Shulchan Aruch continues, Vim Maisa Ariga Mutter. If they are woven, then it is permitted. She'ina Tzrich La'asir M'shas Tefila, because that does not need to be removed even when she is going to the mikvah. That will not be a chatzitza, because the Mishnah Berurah explains, since they are not Mahatki Shapir, they are not so tight, it is able, the water of the mikvah is able to get through. The Ramah comments, Uvavad shalo yumatum nafos, omuz havim, the asmasirin kadei shalo yistanfu b'mayim. This, even the heter of that which is maisa ariga, is not a chatzitza. If they are dirty or they are golden, then you would not be allowed to go in. Those would be a chatzitza, but not a chatzitza, but rather you would be afraid that they might get dirty, and therefore you're going to take them out, even though they do not act as a chatzitza. The Mishnah Berurah brings another day, the day of Rabosef Shel Rashi, who hold that they are actually a chatzitza, since you are makbid on them. The Rabosef Shel Rashi hold that even if the water does get through them, because they are maisa ariga, they are still going to be a chatzitza if it's something that you are makbid on, that you do not want it to be in the water. Sif Beis, Mutar Latzeis Bechutin Shabbat Tzavar, Shem Refuyim, Ve'ino Tzricha La'asir M'shas Tvila. It is permissible to go out with those strings which go around the neck, because since they are loose, the water can get through them, so they do not act as a chatzitza. Aval B'katla Shabbat Tzavar, Aser, a choker, something which is very tight, Mivnei Shetzricha La'asir B'shas Tvila, L'vishim Adeka, Sosa Kedei Shetzer Abalas Basar, something which is very tight around the neck, which you have to remove before you go into the mikvah, so that you would not be able to go out with in Rosh Hasharabim Doraisa on Shabbos, because we're afraid you might come to take it off and carry it Dal Ramos in Rosh Hasharabim before putting it back on. You shouldn't go out with this type of crown, which goes from one ear to the other ear. Another type of crown which just doesn't reach all the way to the ears. Shakorachto al rosha v'zolala al chayah mikana mikan. That's something which hangs upon your head. V'ushenu tur misvacha. This is only assuming that they are not tied on properly. The cheshin and demashafa. If they are tied on, we're not afraid you're going to take them off, but if it's not tied on appropriately, we're afraid you're going to take it off to show it to someone, or for whatever reason, you might come to carry it. Comments, a woman who is unmarried, who is able to go out with her hair uncovered, even if it is tied on appropriately, she still cannot go out with it, because even though a woman who is married, we are not afraid she's going to come to uncover her hair. This woman, since she might come to uncover her hair, even if it is tied on, she will take off whatever it is tied onto as well. Just an important point that we saw earlier in Siman Shin Aleph, Sivkan Samar Aleph, Mishnah Berurah pointed out that even though these things are prohibited to go out with, if one did go out with them in a Rosh Hasharabim, even the Chacham said that it is prohibited to go out with them. If you've forgotten you went out with them, you do not have to then remove them in the Rishus HaRabim. Rather, you continue to walk with them until you get to wherever you are going.